With just a week to go until Election Day, voters have already cast over 74 million early ballots, a historically unprecedented number amounting to 53% of total votes casted in the 2016 election. As President Donald Trump calls into question the validity of election results and his administration has sought to slow postal service, a grassroots election protection coalition is working to provide all voters with the resources to ensure that their vote is counted. Catherine Tercer is an organizer with Common Cause Ohio, a member of the Election Protection Coalition.
Our Election Protection Coalition has been really focusing on what you might think of as good old-fashioned voter education and really encouraging people to use that early drop box. It's like the early vote drop box. We've hit the point where it doesn't look like the mail is going to actually get there in time. And for voters who are not able to do that, they should be actually making sure to go into the post office and have it postmarked so that it'll be counted after the election.
The Election Protection Coalition is focusing on key battleground states, particularly ones where Republicans have waged legal battles to limit voting access. Quentin Turner with Common Cause Michigan says recent court battles in swing states like his own have created confusion amongst voters about the most up-to-date information.
As recently as last week, the laws and the rules around Michigan elections have been changing. A court of appeals ruled that ballots cannot be received after 8 p.m. on Election Day. And, you know, this happened just last week. I'm sure you've heard recently that there's been a ruling about open carry in Michigan that just came down this week. We're just a week out. And so, you know, the rules are changing. We want to make sure people are aware of what they need to do to vote safely on Election Day.
In addition to providing voter education to millions of first-time mail-in voters, Common Cause reports it has also recruited over 40,000 nonpartisan election protection volunteers and employed an election protection hotline for real-time assistance at polls. According to Suzanne Almeida, who runs the Pennsylvania office, voters of the Keystone State have been calling the hotline in record numbers.
We are getting well over 1,000 calls a day into the hotline for Pennsylvania, which, to put that in context, the week of the primary, we got approximately 1,300 calls over that entire week. We're now, yesterday was nearly 1,200 calls in just a single day. And I think that speaks primarily to voter enthusiasm and also a little to voter anxiety, right? We know we have a lot of new voting rules in Pennsylvania, and voters are very concerned about doing everything right to make sure that their votes get counted when it comes time to do that.
Voters with questions or concerns about the 2020 election can reach the nonpartisan election hotline at 866-OUR-VOTE, 866-OUR-VOTE. This is Noah Litwer reporting from Oakland, California.